As of this week, the state's largest hospital chain has what's called a universal mask policy in place. All partners' healthcare staffers on the job are supposed to wear surgical masks to protect their patients and themselves from the coronavirus. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg takes a look at whether the universal mask policy should spread beyond hospitals to everyone.
Shan So-Lin and Robert Hecht and their golden retriever, Spud, are out for their usual stroll in downtown Boston. So-Lin is wearing a pink cloth mask, Hecht a black one, and Spud has a jaunty green shamrock print but isn't in the mood to wear it just now. In past days, the masks sometimes drew funny looks, but now the couple is seeing more passersby wearing masks as well.
There's a person with a bandana.
Oh, yeah.
Jogging.
Jogging with a bandana. We like it.
Excellent.
So-Lin and Hecht run the nonprofit Pharos Global Health Advisors, and lately they've become vocal advocates for wearing masks in public, including a Boston Globe opinion piece headlined in part, "You Should Cover Your Face." So-Lin says she looked into the research on how often people touch their faces, something health officials are telling people not to do because it can help spread the coronavirus.
The don't touch your face thing, while hugely important, is impossible for people to follow. And that's when I went down a rabbit hole of evidence.
And emerged with the conclusion that masks can be an important barrier against face touching. Hecht agrees.
We talked about what more could be done and that there was a glaring gap in the response in Massachusetts and throughout the United States around the use of masks, both to prevent being infected and spreading this very contagious disease.
From the beginning of the outbreak, Massachusetts public health officials have said they are not recommending that people wear masks in public unless they're sick and coughing. For example, on March 4th, Public Health Commissioner Monica Barrell said,
"The face mask does not protect us, so none of us need to be wearing face masks."
But then she said this.
Face masks are really critical within our healthcare systems. So it's important for us as the general public not to try and keep supplies of face masks so that we have enough within our healthcare systems.
You might notice a logical inconsistency there. If a mask can protect a healthcare worker, why wouldn't it protect someone else? Harvard epidemiologist Mark Lipsitch explains it's a question of priorities.
The public health message came in part because of a concern about shortages and the sense that it's more valuable to protect healthcare workers than to protect low-risk members of the general population.
That makes sense, he says.
We have to increase production of masks, and we do have to make sure that the healthcare system gets them first, or we're going to have no healthcare workers because they'll be sick and they'll be in quarantine.
But that's manufactured masks. In recent days, the CDC has shifted its guidelines to allow healthcare workers to use improvised masks in some settings, even bandanas. And there's a great wave of volunteers making do-it-yourself masks. The Massachusetts Nurses Association says it's a good use of homemade masks for people to wear them in public spaces. Hospitals are posting mask-making how-to videos and accepting donations. So do these masks work? Lipsitch says there's just not very good data about the effects of the general public wearing masks and improvised masks to boot. But there's a leading researcher whose work he respects most.
Hi, this is Ben Cowling. I'm a professor of infectious disease epidemiology at the University of Hong Kong.
From what Cowling reports in a paper this month, it sounds like Hong Kong basically has a universal mask rule.
In Hong Kong, we have now 99% of people wearing face masks in the community, on the street, in public transport, and often still indoors in offices as well.
And Hong Kong is one of the places that has managed to beat back COVID-19. Cowling says he thinks widespread masks contributed something to that success, but that other measures like widespread testing and physical isolation were more important. Overall, he says, the research on masks for protection against viruses is just very limited, and the results have been mixed. But he suggests the people at highest risk for COVID-19 complications might want to consider them anyway.
My conclusion of the research is that perhaps there's a small effect, maybe a 5% or 10% reduction in the risk of transmission if people wear face masks, probably not a very large effect.
And Cowling says the masks can fail if they're worn wrong or taken off wrong. and it's just not known how well do-it-yourself masks will work. So if it's a choice between going out to a crowded area with a mask or staying home is definitely safer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.